Adam Smith. Now, for me, the very name Adam Smith has connotations. What's his background, his connection with Glasgow University?
Oh, Adam Smith went to study in the University of Glasgow when he was 14, and he had a lifelong connection with Glasgow. He became professor of moral philosophy, he was the rector, he held a whole series of appointments at Glasgow. And in the course of his life at Glasgow, he wrote the very influential Wealth of Nations. He also wrote The Theory of Moral Sentiments. And these had a huge impact on thinking about society and the world around us.
You talk about the values involved with the spirit of Adam Smith. This idea, this is something you're aiming for, these values that you've got. What does this actually mean?
Well, Smith was, or is, very well known as the father of economics, but he was much more than that. Smith thought about the world in a very holistic way. He thought about the way that individuals engage with each other, the whole nature of our social responsibility to one another. He thought about international exchange, and all of these things gave him a very full understanding of how a society and an economy work. So his thinking goes way beyond simply economics, and that is perhaps reflected in the fact that he held the chair of moral philosophy.
Well, when you mentioned moral philosophy, of course, we're talking of a theme that we have in Scotland, particularly with business connecting ethics and social responsibility.
Yes, I mean, Adam Smith, you can find all kinds of things, particularly in his work on the theory of moral sentiments, about ethics, social responsibility. And these topics have become very, very current, very, very popular, especially since the financial collapse in 2008-2009. It's about how we behave as a society, how companies behave towards one another. It's about the social obligations of groups, and whether they are community groups or whether they are corporates, and the way that the whole society blends together, interacts.
And this is taught in the courses that you're delivering?
We teach social responsibility and ethics in nearly all of our courses. A very wide range of ethics courses and courses in social responsibility are taught. And even where they're not explicitly taught in terms of being a course on that, they are embedded in the curriculum.
It's a relatively young business school, the Adam Smith at Glasgow. Where does it sit in relation to the other schools in terms of size, in terms of research and so on?
Well, we have at the moment 120 academic staff. We have something of the order of 2,000 full-time undergraduates, close to 2,000 full-time postgraduates. That makes us one of the one or two, three biggest business schools in the UK. We're also about to undertake a major staff expansion. Our staffing level will increase over the next 18 months by another 40 academic staff. So that makes us a very big school.
We have business schools really all over the developed world. We talk about those in the States and so on. Why do you think Chinese youngsters looking for a business school to go to, why come to Glasgow?
Well, I think we have all the advantages that we mentioned earlier of living and working in Glasgow and studying at the University of Glasgow. But I think we also have this whole tradition around Adam Smith, where we seek, in the spirit of Adam Smith, to produce students who are engaged, who are enterprising, and who are enlightened. And that kind of philosophy runs through all of our courses. And we have a whole range of courses which are designed to cater for the current contemporary demands of students. So we've got lots of, for example, master's courses which embody elements of finance or elements of economics, elements of management.
Another great achievement that you have is the academic excellence of your staff. You've got a very high proportion of PhD, doctorate lecturers.
We really don't recruit staff unless they have PhDs. And historically, that has been the case. So there is a very clear emphasis on the quality of staff. We also recruit internationally. Out of the 120 academic staff we have at the moment, they are recruited, or they have been recruited, from 30 countries internationally.
So obviously, you must have a lot of ongoing research when you've got people of such excellence.
Yes, we have really high-quality research going on, whether it's in finance or in microeconomics, macroeconomics, development economics, organisational behaviour, marketing. We've got a range of activities within the school which are of very high quality.
The reading about the business school says that you're always really striving there to really be at the leading edge of research, leading edge of development.
Yes, that's one of the things that we seek to do, and that focuses the way that we actually recruit our staff. There's a very strong emphasis on driving research forward, but we're also looking for staff who can convert that research into research-led teaching. That is the other part of that equation.
It's fascinating to see this. You've mentioned links with Nankai. Do you know of other universities that you're linked with here in China?
I mean, we have a number of links. We are also involved with the University of Electronic Science and Technology of China. We are hoping to develop the kind of link there that we have with Nankai. The medical school has connections with Sun Yat-sen. So there are different things developing. SWFE is something that the accountants in the business school have a connection with. So we are developing a range of activities within China.
Do you see a movement of staff, Chinese staff coming to Glasgow, your staff going over here?
Yes, I mean, I mentioned earlier that we have this research link with Nankai in economics, and we've already seen staff go certainly on short-term visits to both institutions. We would hope that in due course that becomes something that is a bit more enduring, that perhaps there will be research projects where people will spend some time in both institutions. And indeed, in Nankai, some of the social scientists from Glasgow will be spending some time there teaching and engaging with colleagues in Nankai.